You're on 2SER with Mick on a Friday morning, walking while texting. When it comes to date, out-of-date, prehistoric and silly laws, jaywalking could be one of them. That was until we found ourselves buried in our smartphones. Now, watch any intersection in Sydney and you'll see dozens of people with their attention on their phone and not the oncoming traffic. Well, we're banned from using our phones in our cars, and maybe walking is next. To talk about this proposal and whether or not it has legs, we've got our friend of the show, Alex Chilios from The Big Smoke, on the line to have a chat. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for chatting to us this morning here at 2SER.
Thanks for having me.
Now, what is this proposal that someone has proposed for texting and walking laws?
Okay, so it's a bill that's coming from New Jersey that's looking to potentially fine people or put people into jail for 15 days for texting while walking. So that's the same penalties that are currently in New Jersey for jaywalking.
15 days.
15 days. You know, but really, how embarrassing would it be to be in jail for that? Yeah. Like sitting in the cell with the other people and being like, yeah, I was checking my Facebook.
What are you in for? Murder.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess it comes off the back of, you know, a number of incidences. I mean, in the US, the National Safety Council documented over 11,000 incidences where people are being hurt while texting and walking. And just the other day in China, a woman was walking through a restaurant while she was texting, not looking, kicked a gas cylinder and caused a fire explosion.
Whoa, that's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, so, and then in Europe, there are actually councils that are padding lampposts.
Padding lampposts?
Because people are walking into the lamppost. And then in China, there are actual designated walkways.
I have seen this.
A patent was filed, I think it was in 2013 or 2014, a patent was filed by Apple to have a see-through phone for this very reason. It's a big thing.
I've seen people use apps on their phone which actually just use the camera to look in front of them. What's the point of that? You can just look in front of you without looking at your phone.
I know. And in the 90s, remember how you had to like call someone to ask them to the movies and you have to wait 6 hours for them to call you back?
Those good old days, hey? Now, we see it pretty often, like people are taking notice of their screen more than the traffic, but I would think this would be something pretty hard to police. I mean, already the cops sit at intersections, and I suppose they'll book jaywalkers, but could you imagine just, you know, street cops just sitting there just looking at people, you know, you're going to put your phone, pick up your phone, and what coming? I just couldn't imagine them doing that.
Well, this is the problem, and that's what a lot of the criticism around the New Jersey bill is, the how are people going to police it. Will the police waste their time worrying about things like that when there are far more important things to be looking out for? In saying that, I mean, in China, for example, it's not about the laws, it's more about education. So China's really focusing on an ad campaign where people are learning about the dangers of texting while walking through the images of ninjas and samurai swords and they're fighting and it's all that kind of stuff because they want to kind of drill that into people's heads. In Australia in 2012, you know, it became illegal to text while driving, and we now know that that's so dangerous to text or to be checking your phone while you're driving. We get that. We haven't quite got it about texting and walking yet. But you know what? Will it be a law anytime soon in Australia? No, but it should be a focus on education. But we've already got some really archaic laws here still that nobody enforces. Like, you're not legally, you're not allowed to take a rock from a park.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. It's Section 515 of the Crimes Act. Wow. You're not allowed to take anything like a stone or a rock or a plant from a public park in Australia.
Mm-hmm. I see plants, but rocks. I mean, I've seen kids collect rocks and take them home.
Well, we should arrest them. We should arrest all 3-year-olds that come home with a rock.
Right. Yeah. A little rock
family.
It's
an actual law. Wow. Yeah, but nobody enforces it. So I think it would be sort of in that realm.
Could be. And the interesting thing is that in America, it's not illegal to use your mobile phone while you're driving.
Yeah, I know.
Which is pretty weird. I mean, that's, if you're going to make a law about walking and texting, don't you think we should think about the driving one first?
I know. But in Australia for a long time, people were driving around holding their phones to their ears while they, you know, it didn't matter. So slowly over time, unfortunately, with incidences, people do realise. But it's quite interesting watching how different communities are trying to protect people. And my favorite is the padded lamppost, because it just feels like it's a Bugs Bunny episode.
If everyone just started wearing, you know, those big Zorb balls, and they could just bounce off each other as
big
they walk.
Sumo, yeah, those big sumo costumes.
Wouldn't matter what you hit. You just keep bouncing. It's all good.
Yeah, everyone's safe.
I think, do you reckon jaywalking has actually become more prevalent with the phones?
There was a woman who got hit by a car just a few weeks ago in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't hurt too badly, but, you know, she was texting while walking, walked onto the road.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. And, I mean, there was recently, I guess it was a study that was done in Australia where laws, it wasn't about laws, but it was about doctors talking about the risks of texting while walking and the distraction. And they found, and it was from St. Vincent's actually in Sydney, they found that you just have to go onto the street to see what's going on. And then if you add to somebody who has had a few drinks, leaving a pub, texting while walking, it's even more dangerous. Mm. Listening to music while walking, it's all of those things. So it's really about the distraction.
Yeah.
And there have been calls to penalise people, but nothing's really been put in place or really set up to pass legislation.
Well, we'll be interesting to see if this legislation gets through in America and whether or not Australia sort of tries to follow something up with maybe like an educational sort of thing. But
the ninja ad.
Who knows? Ninja ad. All the padded poles. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Well, thanks very much for chatting to us this morning, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. That is Alex Chilios from The Big Smoke having a chat about texting and walking and whether or not it's worthwhile bringing in some laws around that sort of thing as has been suggested in America.